Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we got the announcement from Mayor Johnson on what he's going to be asking for from hospitals and from nursing homes in the city of Dallas. And it seems simple enough. He wants a report on hospital beds. But Dr. Katie, how big an undertaking is this each day for these facilities?
I think it's a massive undertaking for the city and for the state. So it looks like Governor Abbott also issued an order stating that he wanted daily reports sent up to the state as well. So I think that this response is a response from our city about how are we going to do that. And so the city is going to be fielding emails from 100 hospitals or 90 hospitals and from 250 nursing homes every single day and then reporting that up to the state. So they're certainly going to be working around the clock to gather this information and also to then report it and respond to it.
Now, this is your business. This is your line of work. You help to organize information. How much easier does what you do make this monumental task in the city of Dallas?
Okay, so as you know, we have a software platform that will allow for hospitals and nursing homes to communicate as patients are moving from one type of facility to another, risk of COVID-19. But we've also built into our platform the ability for all hospitals to report the number of ICU beds they have, the number of ICU beds they have occupied, and then also the number of ventilators they have available and occupied, and their number of beds that are taken and occupied. What this means is that we could provide a one single daily report to the city of Dallas to show them all of the hospitals that are occupied and not occupied as far as their beds, their ICU beds, and their ventilators. This could actually be updated real time throughout the day so that the city could have the most up-to-date information in their reports, and then they wouldn't have to check their email hundreds of times a day in order to compile the report. So we can make that reporting simpler for the city because we know that they're responding to so much already.
Are a lot of these local facilities already using your platform?
They're not. We would like for them to use it, and we're going to make it available to them at really low pricing because we certainly want to help in this crisis. We're not. I'm actually not trying to make a profit off of COVID-19. I realize that this is a public health emergency and that it's a time frame where my company has the capability to help and we want to help. We just want to be able to pay our workers to do that. So as long as we can keep our light bill on and pay our workers, we will help the city of Dallas and the hospitals and the state of Texas.
Are most of these facilities going to be compiling this information manually, which sounds like a heck of a lot of work?
That's correct. So they're going to be compiling it manually and then sending an email daily to the city and then to the state. And so we can simplify that reporting quite significantly. The other thing that we're able to do is communicate the availability of nursing home beds so that doctor's offices can utilize that to help people find available places without having to then go to the hospital and take up hospital beds where they might be exposed to COVID-19 or to workers who have been around COVID-19. So we think that this will decrease the exposure of the elderly population to the disease. And then it would allow for social workers and case managers to work remotely, and that means they could kind of work around the clock remotely to help our public find the places they need to go to. One of the things that comes out of a reporting tool like ours that doesn't come out of just emailing straight to the mayor's office is that nursing homes can identify which hospital to send a patient to. So if you own a nursing home and I own a hospital, but my hospital has all of its ventilators full, you might not want to send, even though we're friends, you might not want to send your patient to my hospital because I might not have the available resources. If instead you knew that another hospital had an available ventilator, then you might direct your patient to the hospital with the available ventilator. What that means for the patient is that the patient doesn't end up at a hospital that doesn't have the resources for it. What it also means for the hospitals is that they won't be overwhelmed with patients when they can't treat them. A hospital who can treat them will house that patient. And what it means for the workers is that if a patient arrives at a hospital where they don't have the ventilator, then the workers have been exposed to this disease when they don't need to, and then they have to send the patient by ambulance to another hospital that has the available resource. And that means that the ambulance driver is also exposed to the disease and they don't need to be. And then the next hospital sees the patient. We'd like to direct traffic so that we don't have to have additional exposures of healthcare workers and patients, and so that the patients end up where they're supposed to be faster.
It sounds like there are a lot of benefits here. And I know you've told me you've been in touch with some of these hospital officials about what you're offering, right?
Oh, sure. So they're very interested, and I'm hopeful that we can roll this out pretty quickly. Our software is up and running and able to be used immediately. You know, I think that one thing that people, the public is seeing that all of these statements are coming from the governor and from the mayor. I think what you need to understand, or that what I want your listeners to understand, is the hospitals are working very hard to coordinate their effort together. And they have been for quite some time now. So they are having daily meetings with the CEOs of the hospitals, the directors of the hospital medicine practices and the ICU medicine practices of our hospitals have been communicating with each other. So what Dallas is getting is the best of our collective ability to treat this disease. Rather than the best of one hospital, they're getting the best of the community. And I think that the DFW Hospital Council is working around the clock to help them, and also the Texas Hospital Association are really pulling the community together, and they're working it together in ways that are just incredible. So my hope is that we can help be a part of that.
Let me ask you one more thing, and speaking here as an MD, I know Mayor Johnson came out yesterday and said he wants to have this updated information each day as a way of informing and sort of reassuring the public. Do you think that will be one of the benefits here of being able to share the information on hospital beds and so on a daily basis?
Sure. So they do protect the identity of patients in the setting of COVID-19. So one thing I want your listeners to know is that even though there is reporting going back and forth from healthcare facilities to the government, and from the government to the CDC, I think that, which is a governmental agency, I think that what I want everybody to know is that, you know, we're, a lot of these reports, they're required to take your personal identification out of it. And so we're not trying to say that a particular person has this. We're trying to identify how this disease is spreading through the community and what our resources are. I think that our city is trying to stay several steps ahead of this virus. They're talking about where will we send patients once our hospitals are full and they've talked about using the convention center and they've talked about using hospitals that previously shut down and opening them back up. So they're clearly already creating contingency plans. And so when we think about, will this reassure the public? I think so. I think that knowing that we have all of these plans in place, that the hospitals are truly coordinating amongst each other, that the government is coordinating with the hospitals, that the nursing homes are coordinating with each other, and that they're coordinating with the government as well, should reassure us that they're doing everything they possibly can. And I see that at the hospital level and then at the community level, and you can see that through the government as well, that this is something that our community is pulling together. We're working as hard as we absolutely can, and we're trying to work as smart as we can, too.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.